This is the air. That is the glorious sun. This pearl she gave me, I do feel it and see it. And though it is wonder that enwraps me thus, yet 'tis not madness. Where's Antonio, then? I could not find him at the Elephant, yet there he was, and there I found this credit that he did range the town to seek me out. His counsel now might do me golden service. For though my soul disputes well with my sense that this may be some error, but no madness, yet doth this accident and flood of fortune so far exceed all instance, all discourse, that I am ready to distrust mine eyes and wrangle with my reason that persuades me to any other trust but that I am mad. Or else the lady's mad. Yet if 'twas so, she could not sway her house, command her followers, take and give back affairs in their dispatch with such a smooth, discreet, and stable bearing as I perceive she does. There's something in it that is deceivable. But here the lady comes.
Blame not this haste of mine. If you mean well, now go with me and with this holy man into the chantry by. There before him and underneath that consecrated roof, plight me the full assurance of your faith, that my most jealous and too doubtful soul may live at peace. He shall conceal it, whilst you are willing it shall come to note what time we will our celebration keep according to my birth. What do you say?
I'll follow this good man and go with you, and having sworn truth, ever will be true.
Then lead the way, good father, and heavens so shine that they may fairly note this act of mine.